Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and here at the Soundcheck Political Desk, we're hearing a lot of speculation about who's going to head up various departments in the Obama administration. But today we focus on a department far outside the Washington Beltway, the Department of Eagles. The art pop duo formed in an NYU dorm room back in 2000. Then, member Daniel Rawson stepped out to a different animal entirely, the acclaimed experimental indie group Grizzly Bear. But now, Rawson and bandmate Fred Nicholas are picking up where they left off. We'll talk to the two of them about their new record called In Ear Park in a moment. But first, Department of Eagles is here to play live in our studio, and this is, in fact, the title track from the new album, In Ear Park.
If you listen, you'd hear the waves. We all forgot, dear.
The band is Department of Eagles, and that is the title track from their new album, In Ear Park. Daniel Rawson singing and playing the acoustic guitar, Fred Nicholas playing the electric guitar. Here in our soundcheck studio, it's first time here for Fred. Welcome.
Thank you.
And second time here for Daniel. Last time was with your other band, Grizzly Bear.
Yes,
the other band.
The other band. First of all, Ear Park, is there such a place? Is that a real place?
Yeah, it's a nickname for, I think it's called Veterans Park, but it's in L.A., sort of near Westwood, sort of near where I grew up.
And this is basically a song about you taking a walk with your recently deceased father.
Sort of. Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a sentimentalized fictional version, but vaguely. Yeah, it's a reference.
The album's dedicated to him.
Mm-hmm.
Was this, you know, is this like one of those just kind of day-to-day little memories that get stuck in your head and this is how it came out, is in a song?
Yeah. I mean, it's... it's not like the entire record deals with that, obviously. A lot of songs of Fred's have nothing to do with that, but, mm-hmm. you know, there's a thread of songs that I kind of wrote while he was passing away and afterwards, and there's sort of a common thread of dealing with it, basically.
Right.
Dealing through it.
There's also another thread, and that is that you dragged in two of the other members of Grizzly Bear. So,
kicking and screaming, I might ask.
So there's four of you on the record. Mm-hmm. Three of you are from this other band. So what is it that distinguishes this? Well, what makes something a Grizzly Bear project and something else a Department of Eagles project?
Well, I mean, for the most part, Grizzly Bear, we write a lot more collaboratively.
You and Ed Drosty.
Yeah, and everybody, too. I mean, and Chris Baer writes a lot of the songs now. Chris Taylor does some writing, too. I mean, everybody contributes a lot more. Whereas in these songs, I mean, we obviously, you know, on Yellow House, there are certain songs that are more personal than others, but these were ones, I mean, Balmy Night, which we're going to play next, dates back all the way to the time we did Yellow House. But at the time, I didn't know if we would ever do this record, but I always kind of thought it didn't feel right to put it on a Grizzly Bear for some reason, and that's kind of the songs that ended up of mine. Then ended up on this record that I didn't write with Fred. The ones that were a little more just like personal were just songs that just didn't feel right for Grizzly Bear and it didn't seem appropriate to mm-hmm. introduce them to a kind of collaborative environment, I guess.
So Fred, do you feel like an interloper in your own band when three of the fourths are in another group at the same time?
Yeah. Daniel keeps me in an apartment downtown and buys me perfume and takes me out to dinner. I'm the mistress. No, well, I mean, actually, like, I've actually known Chris Taylor since freshman year at NYU. He actually lived across the hall from me and Daniel freshman year. Actually, I, like, stole a microphone from him, and that was how we made our earliest recordings. And so kind of in a weird way, without him knowing it, he was, like, our first producer and engineer. You know, and he also, you know, produced and engineered this album, too. And so, like, and I've known Chris Baer not as long as Daniel, but, I mean, I've known those people. So, it's not like we all, like, hang out, like, at the Cheers bar and, like, you know, play darts and things like that. But, you know, we've all known each other. And so I don't think, it doesn't feel like some weird, you know, this is the Grizzly Bear thing, this is the Department of Eagles thing. I mean, you know, that separation exists, but we all do work on stuff.
So. Well, let's give our listeners a chance to hear the two bands back-to-back that we're talking about. First, here is a little bit from, is this dangerous?
Call in and vote, which is better?
Soundcheck Smackdown. Oh, we did that already. Grizzly Bear first from their 2007 EP called Friend and a song called He Hit Me. All right, so that's Grizzly Bear. So Daniel's in that band, Fred is not. Now here's Department of Eagles with the two of them being aided and abetted by the rest of the Grizzly Bear rhythm section, essentially.
You don't need to be so on it.
That's Department of Eagles from their new album called In Ear Park, and the band is centered around the songwriting talents of guitarists Fred Nicholas and Daniel Rawson, who are both with us in the studio. And guys, there is a definite kind of 60s pop sound, you know, Beach Boys, Van Dyke Parks, people like that. Fred, where's that coming from?
Well, I mean, you know, we both like those people. I mean, also we like Randy Newman a lot, too, like his like really early stuff that's like more orchestral and lush. I mean, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, I don't even remember how we first started hearing about those people, but it's like you get into the Beach Boys, and then you get into like the later Smile era stuff, and then that sort of like leads you into Van Dyke Parks, and then that kind of led us into Randy Newman. So, I mean, that like were the people we were listening to about 3 or 4 years, and that's kind of like the period that we wrote all these songs in. So, yeah, that stuff is, that influence is definitely there.
And where does the name Department of Eagles come from, Daniel?
You should tell me.
Oh, yeah. It's actually based off of, I'll try to do this in 30 seconds or less. It's based off a Belgian insulation artist named Marcel Breuters, who did like a fake museum and just put like random pictures of eagles in it and called it Musée d'Art Moderne Département d'Aigle. And so that was terrible, but I didn't take French, took Spanish. But you know, we had an art history class, and that was just sort of like a joke from it. It's actually weird. Like that artist's widow actually recently contacted us, and I had lunch with her. She was like, she flew into New York on her way to Brazil, and she and her son with the artist, like we all had lunch, and it was a weird lunch, as one can imagine.
Well, but at least it wasn't accompanied by a cease and desist order.
That's so. True, yeah. I was worried she was going to like sue me or like try and stab me, but thankfully, neither one.
All right, so Department of Eagles is the name of the band. In Ear Park is the latest record, and Daniel, this record was recorded in a church, which, you know, normally is neither here nor there, except you can kind of hear the sounds. I mean, it seems like you intended it that way, that you wanted us to know where this thing was recorded.
Well, you know, I mean, this is also, and Chris and I guess, you know, you like to use the space that you have, and it's an amazing room. It's a cathedral-sized room, and it has beautiful reverb and ambiance and creaking floors and a lot of old pews, and, you know, it'd be a shame not to use it. It's so amazing. It's such a unique space, so.
And there's one song where it sounds like the rhythm track, essentially, is somebody walking up a flight of steps.
Yeah, we all took turns trampling around up and down
leather,
the steps.
Leather-soled shoes.
It's pretty good. Good times. Yeah.
So the music's made. What church was it, by the way?
I can't tell you.
You can't? Oh, okay. One of those deals.
All right. You'll probably find out.
All right. Well, you know, there have been a couple of records recorded in our old studios downtown that were not really officially recorded there, so I know what that's about. But you're here now in our fancy new studio. You want to do the other of the songs that you mentioned? It's Balmy Nights, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and whose song is this?
It's Dance.
Okay.
It's Dance.
All right, let's
a little
do it.
In Ear Park is the name of the CD, but this is going to be a live performance of Balmy Night from Fred Nicholas and Daniel Rawson, strapping on their respective guitars and getting ready to give us another performance here in the studio, Department of Eagles. And actually, Daniel is switching to the banjo, so this will definitely have a different sound, and Fred switching from electric to acoustic for the song Balmy Night. Ah, the beauties of live music. Well, okay, look, we do prefer our performers to be in tune, so whatever you need to do, go ahead.
Sorry about that. Okay, we're ready.
Department of Eagles, live on Soundcheck. It's always on.
backyard.
Balmy Night, live music from the band Department of Eagles, and on that one, Daniel Rawson switched off to banjo and sang, Fred Nicholas playing the acoustic guitar on that song. The new album is called In Ear Park, and we heard a little bit, Daniel, before from the single No One Does It Like You.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of this mashup that's out there by the Hood Internet, where they took that song by you and the new Britney Spears single?
It's festive. I feel like it goes on a little too long. The first minute was funny.
I think it works really well, honestly. Like, no, I think it's really fun. I don't know. It's just like kind of one of the fun things about, like, you know, making music and just putting it out there is that you'll just be so surprised by all the random thing. Oh, there it is.
And, yeah, just, and well, maybe just the first minute, so it doesn't go on too long. All right, so the Hood Internet mashed those two songs together. Womanizer, the new song from Britney Spears, and No One Does It Like You from my guests, Department of Eagles. So, you know, maybe that's the new double bill.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
I mean, you can fight it out between you guys and Britney, who gets to headline.
But... Yeah, I'm sure she's very aware of that. She's surfing the Hood Internet trying
to... I think
her
and JoJo both are very aware. Hard things with them.
All right, so you guys have only recently... you know, started playing live. I mean, the band has been in existence in some form or another since your NYU days. Yeah. Why now, finally, you know, getting the opportunity to... Why has it taken so long?
Well, I mean, we've always kind of been more of a sort of songwriting team and recording project. And, you know, Fred and I don't think we were ever that interested in doing shows before. But, I mean, now that I've had 3 years of touring with Grizzly Bear, we kind of, in order to promote the record, we thought we'd give shot.
And what
it's strange,
is,
though. It's really hard. I mean, it's a weird thing to switch from having 2 years
working a certain way.
Working a certain way with the same three people all the time, and then all of a sudden trying to make this new thing that's supposed to be different, and it's challenging.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Well, it's challenging, it's weird, but it's also seems to be working. The album is called In Ear Park by the band Department of Eagles. Fred, Daniel, thank you both for coming in and playing for us
today.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it for Soundcheck this afternoon. On the program tomorrow, death is a grim but perennial topic in pop music, the subject of murder ballads, gangster rap, and 60s pop hits. We'll talk to the author of I Shot a Man in Reno, a book that explores mortality's role in pop song. Also tomorrow, jazz singer Sheila Jordan celebrates her 80th birthday. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Giselle Regatow, and we had help today from Caitlin Miller. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM WNYC. Turned around, or do